blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
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 Blood, sweat, and
tears. Prince Thug. New Hood, July.
All right. Hey, guys. It's Princess of New Hood, Blackout Radio. Today is Cypher Sunday. How you guys doing out there? Man, it's hot where I'm at. It's triple digits. We had 113 today out in Las Vegas. So I hope everybody is staying cool. Everybody got their water. They staying in the house. And just waiting until the sun go down to make any moves because it's hot out here. I hope everybody in their state is staying cool, have the air conditioning on, because I can't do it out here in Las Vegas. But marathon must continue, and we must continue. Today's my daughter's birthday, so happy birthday. She's 7 years old today. So I've been busy doing that. We had the party yesterday, so been a little bit busy. Let's see. We do have some special guests on Blackout Radio coming this weekend. Yep, we have Cream. She'll be on Blackout Radio, also live on Facebook with me as well, following after the show. And then we have Corey Bucks as well coming on Blackout Radio. So we got back-to-back interviews. You guys want to get your interviews and you guys want to get your music heard, please inbox me at princessofnewhood@gmail.com on Blackout Radio, your song, and get your interviews also as well. Let's see. I don't know if you guys heard me last week. I am officially and booking agent for Savage Life / Super Unit Entertainment, and they're always looking for talent. They're looking for serious inquirers. So if you are willing to take that next step in your career or business too, you're a producer, management, booking agent, travel agent, role manager, an artist, promoter, anything that you need help with, they do offer conference meetings where you can join the meetings and he will teach you the ropes on how to be better in your business as well as being a booking agent for them. I've been part of the family for about 4 years now. This year we finally made it official with Derek Johnson. You can find him on Facebook as well, or you can inbox me, and we can get you guys connected with more information on how to better yourself and your business. Because he's more than just an agent. He's more than just a manager. So he does help with seminars that helps us with our business. So if you're interested in that, hit me up. We made it official. I did his photo shoot for his first class vodka, gold vodka. So I don't know if you guys seen those pictures. They will also be out. He's doing like a cool little demo, so they'll be out as soon as possible. And let's just get our days together. This is just a mellow, happy Sunday day, you know, you guys. Cypher Sunday, you guys could call in, freestyle. Also join the Cypher Fleet, artists, female artists, male artists. Join the Cypher, represent your city, represent your state, including your artist name. Send in it to princessofnewhood@gmail. That way we can get our Cypher Sundays back together because we came up with some cool concepts for you guys, some cool prizes to win as well. So I'm personally best cipher, and you have to join, and you have to be dedicated, and you have to come in hard. And I'm going to put $50 on the line for the best cipher there is. So if you listening, I said it. I'm going to put $50 on the line for the best cipher. So we've been doing this for a minute now, for about 4 years now. So, you know, and I love my fans. I love my support, my Black Eye Radio family, Black Tier, everyone that calls in all the time. I'm putting $50 on the line for the best cipher. I'll be making flyers, so please look out for that. Send your information. If you can't send it to me, send it to Tier. He'll make sure he gives me that information. Now, it is men versus, well, because I want female artists, so don't feel like if you're a female artist, you can't do it. Please come. We're going to do, if you want to just say the state, that's fine. You want to say the city, that's fine. But it's only one person, and the limit is 10. So we're going to do 10. And so I guess we might have to buff that up to 100 here, because we're going to have to do one for one side, it's 5 men, and the other side, we're going to have to do one female. So I'm looking for 2 best ones. So I got $100 on the line. If you could come represent your city and state, and you win, you come dedicated for the whole month, we're going to do the showcase, bring it. 2 people, $50 each. That's $100 on the line. No lie. I'm looking for it. I know it's a lot of people out there. They know how to freestyle. They've been waiting. They've been looking. We're gonna support you guys. So if you feel like you can, don't say you're from the same. Y'all from, we can't have the same state, different cities. No, it has to be one person from each or from a city that's in a different state. You cannot represent the same state at all. So can be in the same state, just represent different cities. You have to be, it has to be one city, one state, okay? Other than that, I'll have those flyers out as soon as possible, and you guys can either send your information to Tier or to me. And then let's get this show going. There is some cool music. Let's play that hit song from my girl Cree, who will be on Black Eye Radio this weekend.
We can get money all day. Baby, let me tell you something. We can get money all day. Baby, let me tell you something. We can get money all day. Baby, let me tell you something. We can get money all day. Baby, let me tell you something. We can get money all day. Baby, let me tell you something. We can get money all day. Baby, let me tell you something. We can get money all day.
Let's get this money.
Mainstream.
Test, test.
All right, so that was, I believe, Mr. Shaq. Is that his name? I think that was his song. He's part of OMF Posse. We had him on the show Friday. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but Friday was, man, my phone died, so you know how that goes. But he finished off the show, so I really appreciate. You see how we work, you know, Blackout Radio is the family, you guys. We're not separate. We're not none of that. You know, we help each other out. We make sure everybody is on the same page. You know, we cross-promote. We share artists. It's not no one's bigger than the next or so many chiefs and not enough tribes. So you guys, you know, that was good. I really appreciate Tier and OMF for continuing the show. You know, that was nice, you know, after my phone died. But it was going good, so I know it finished well. I know I got callers. Thank you guys for calling in on the show. So let's get to the first caller.
What's up, everybody?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Princess. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Hi. This is Lavar from Royal Crush Takeover Radio
mm-hmm.
Show, one half of Royal Crush Radio Takeover Show. Mr. Lentel, Louis Fest, all that good stuff.
Right. How's the catering going? I seen
it's
you guys are
great.
Doing like jumpers and tables and stuff.
Oh, no, I did a kid's 6-year-old birthday party. And,
wow.
So
that's
we had
nice.
We had moon bounce, we had the foam.
Wow.
And all the good stuff for the kids and stuff like that. So I set up some tables and stuff for them to play on. And
okay.
I just recently had a billboard up there a couple of months ago.
I seen that.
Yeah,
so
I invested in two billboards.
Be really that good.
It is actually. It's getting there. I gotta come out there to y'all in California. I'm gonna be out there pretty
soon.
Yes,
you're gonna have to come out here because you know we don't get that kind of food. You know, we get our food. So I love to taste food. And yes, I will be down to try.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear our food is a little different. So I gotta see how y'all food is because I eat food too. So it doesn't matter to me. But like OMF said it, you said it. Very rich, we saying it, so.
Mhm. Yeah, cause the food out here is, I mean, it's not as rich if that's what you're looking for. You're gonna be like, man, I'll go back to my East Coast.
Cause I mean, I think y'all more health conscious out there though. That's the thing I like though.
Well,
more
yeah,
so
yeah,
health
yeah,
conscious.
Yeah. So if like if you're looking for, if you want to go get some Spanish food. Definitely could go get that. Like, we got the food trucks. We got the outside caterers, you know. So, yeah. And then we got the stands, burger stands and stuff like that, hot dogs. But it's not like East Coast food.
Yeah, like, I'll bring, like, seafood food and stuff like that. I'll bring seafood and stuff like that, like, real food.
Now they're bringing that, yeah, but it don't taste the same. It don't taste the same, like, out there.
Yeah, of course, because you don't have the people out there. You got like we got the Chinese people making fried chicken and shit, like, stuff like that.
Food. And you're right. And that's why I'm like, yeah, nah. See, when
yeah,
I was
authentic.
Eating the food out there in New York, I liked it.
Oh, no.
So I came
yeah,
to try it
yeah.
out here in Vegas, and it's not the same. It has no curry flavor, has no spices, no none of that. It's just bland little package from Walmart. And
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll
know,
let y'all know when I'm out there. A lot of people, if you're a foodie, you know food. But the thing is, it's like when you go to other places, like when I went to Detroit the last time, but it's different. And you always see different things. Like I never try the food. I just go to McDonald's. I don't never try the restaurant when I go to, I don't go to them for food.
Okay.
Because I'm comfortable with that, because certain things I like, I don't like.
Right. And my friend, she's from Detroit, so she's like, you know, when we get to Fremont out here, she's like, ooh, let's go to the D. And she's like obsessed with White Castle. And I'm like, ew, that stuff is nasty. I don't like it. I don't like burgers. So, you know, so I'm like, I don't even know why they made White Castle. It's nasty.
White Castle is good, though. The frozen food one is good. The frozen food, I get. I used to get it all the time from Walmart. Yeah, from Walmart. Like, that little stuff is good, but it's nobody can say. I don't know the same, because in Baltimore, we don't have it. We don't have White Castle in Baltimore.
Oh, see, yeah.
No, that's like down in Sochi. Yeah, we had to go, like, in the South, because, like, the South has churches and stuff like that. We have, like, corporations. We have McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and so forth like that.
Yeah, see, don't nobody want to eat that no more. I don't
like
that crap no more.
I've had that. I think I ate maybe once or twice this year. Like, really this year. And the only why is because it's, like, in my face. Because, I mean,
right,
COVID-19 for 6 months. I'm in my house. I'm cooking. Like, I'm doing food.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm doing food in my house.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
That's why I gave us
two
hands and 2 feet. I know how to cook. So,
amen.
I had practice doing that.
Amen.
And then got different contacts. Pescatarians real heavy in them, too.
All right, well. We're going to need you to cater out here. I really appreciate you calling in on Sunday, Cypher Sunday. Can you try to tell some of your artists, you know, I got $100 on the line for the best cypher. So we're doing 10 men or women combined it together. So I only need 10 altogether. And we're going to do, even if it's 5 women and 5 men, that's even better. And I'm going to do 50 for each. Huh?
When are you doing it?
The sign up? This week.
Yeah.
This week. And
this
then
Sunday?
I'm going to do the whole show. Huh?
You talking about this Sunday?
Yeah, no.
This
coming
Sunday.
Showcase? We're gonna get them rolling like this Sunday. Try to have them coming on because I want to do like maybe 4 Sundays, and then the 5th Sunday will be the showcase, and then that's when we'll see who wins. And I'll have details
just send me the flyer.
About that later.
Yeah, just send me
the
flyer. I got a couple people at mine. That's what I said this Sunday, so
okay.
I know when I talk to them, it'll be this Sunday.
Alrighty.
And I can rap too. You know that, right? I performed at one of my shows like 2 weeks ago.
I seen you with some boys, but let's talk about. I got other callers, and I know.
We talk later. Enjoy your show.
We'll definitely talk. Okay. Bye.
No problem, Princess. Appreciate it.
All right, let's take the next caller.
I'm on 562.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Hello.
This is Midwest Matthew calling in. Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. I sent over some music. I don't know if I'm supposed to do that or not, but, I mean, if so, you should have it in your email. I just sent over my new album. If you want to use it for any type of break or anything, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what all opportunities there are with that, but it's a free album if you want to take a listen or whatever. But my name is Midwest Matthew. I've called
Midwest
into your show
like
a long time ago, probably 2017, something like that was last. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I think 2017
or
2018, you've been doing it that long, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Midwest,
been a minute. So
I remember.
Yeah, I'm from Iowa. I'm probably like the only person from Iowa that's ever called into your show. And I've freestyled or rapped on here before.
Okay. It's coming back to me.
Yeah. So, where was I at? Midwest Matthew. So I just put out a new album. It's called Are You Doggone Serious? And it's available on iTunes as well as Amazon. You could buy the full album. Just not streaming services, but I really want to direct everybody to my Cash App. The album is $30, but it's 24 songs plus an intro track. And if you just contact me, say you want to get a copy of the album, you can Cash App me or PayPal me or whatever, and I'll get you a link to the album.
Amen.
And I just did an interview with a guy named Jay Red down in Georgia. And that one is out on YouTube. So if you want to find out more about me, find out more about the album and whatnot, find out why I named it Are You Doggone Serious, you could just type in Midwest Matthew interview on YouTube and you'll find that.
And it's going to pop up. Ooh, that sounds good. I like that. You've been working since our last conversation. That's really good.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a Cypher Sunday showcase coming. And it's going to be some cool prizes. So if you want to be a contestant in it, you can't be from, well, you're probably the only Iowa. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm going to be the only one from Iowa calling
it. You can only rep either that state or a city. And it can't be the same as everyone else. So I'll send more information out. Just look out for that flyer. I will be posting it and try to send it individually. That way everyone knows. And then once you say yes, I'll send you a confirmation, which is going to have every details and it's going to break down to where everyone knows what they have to do and how to win the prizes, okay?
All right, that sounds good. So I'll look out for that and look into more information on that then.
Yep, of course, and I appreciate you calling in on the show. I'll take a listen of that album and make sure it's played on Friday, okay? So you make sure you call Friday so you can listen to the show.
Okay. All right. Will do. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Right.
We could take another caller.
115-375.
Yo, yo. What's up, Princess? This is OMF from San Francisco calling in.
Hello. How are you?
How are you doing? First of all,
that's
I'd like to
good.
thank you for the interview on Friday. And
right,
everything
right.
For all these years. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
we used to do
thank you.
It. No.
Yeah, I was
and
just telling them, you know, how, you know, Black Eye Radio is a family. And, you know, I had died right in the middle of our interview. And I was just like, oh, my goodness. I didn't know what to do. My phone didn't turn back on to about maybe 40 minutes later. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And then I got the news that, you know, you finished the show. So I was like, yes, okay.
You know, we got your back. You know what I'm saying? We got each other
of
back.
Course.
That's what time it is.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? We family, you know what I'm saying? The Blackout family. And you know what I'm saying? Without y'all, you know, they wouldn't have been no OMF. You know what I'm saying? Going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the people that Eddie Powell has put me in contact with, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just blessed, man. I can't
Amen.
Say enough. I'm so much blessed for Blackout Radio and all the hosts on here, you know, that support each other and everything. You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is. You know what I'm saying? That's why we one of the best radio shows on and, you know, so that's why. You know what I'm saying? So you
mm-hmm.
got to understand. A lot of people don't understand that. And all you haters
yeah.
that don't want to call the show, that's on your that's on you. Then you want to know why your stuff don't sell and because you don't promote.
Right.
I tell people to call the radio
exactly.
station, they don't call. But then they want to know why they don't, why their stuff don't
Have
sell because they don't want to promote.
Exactly.
They don't want to put in work
exactly.
again. We ain't going to go
mm-hmm.
into it. But,
right, right.
Yeah, but I'm down for the cypher thing on Friday. You already know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
you already
of course.
Know.
Of course.
You, know, you can put me down. You know what I'm saying? I'm down for that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm down for it. Because that's hip-hop.
I'll definitely put you down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
I'm down for that.
Well, I appreciate
yeah.
you all the time.
Yeah. So you can hit me up on Facebook on OMF Posse, on Facebook on the Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. You can find what else? Oh, my show is every Wednesday. Check out my show on Wednesday, 1 p.m. Pacific time on Blackout Radio, 2 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, you can send your music to redheadron@gmail.com. And I play music on my podcast. And if you want to do any do interviews, like I said, you just hit me up on Met Posse on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we set it up. Okay, so
yes.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let you go. But thanks a lot for playing my song, playing Mrs. Sack and
You're welcome.
You'll be seeing this. There's music. You know, my music is coming next month. So look out for that. So the OMF Posse getting ready to tear up the Bay Area. So
right.
And so we the me and us and Mary Rich gonna be the new gonna bring gonna put Bay Area back on the map. So that's what basically.
Oh wow, that's gonna be nice.
Yeah, I'm representing San Francisco, but I'm from Brooklyn. You already know I'm from New York City, so.
Right.
But that's the city I'm repping with right now. But I'm still a New Yorker by
all
heart.
Right.
And that's never gonna
that's
let,
fine.
Never gonna end.
We gotta have
you know
that.
You know
that's gonna
keep
stay
the hip-hop
in this forever.
Alive. Taking back hip hop. That's what time it
right?
is. That's the movie. So keep on doing your thing, and I'll talk to you next
Thank
Sunday.
You.
We're gonna get some
good.
Flow going on here.
Right.
See who it is. Yes, that's what time it is. All I right. thought it was this Sunday. That's what I called, but that's what. It, but that's okay.
Well, it's every. Yeah, we're gonna start it Sunday. I just need the contestants
okay.
to, because I don't
so
want everybody
Sunday.
All over
okay.
the place. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's next
All
Monday.
Right.
So I got it.
On my callers, I'm going to get to
you
guys. Please hold. Don't hang up.
All right.
Say that again.
I said, yeah, I got you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Peace out. Bye.
All right. Callers. I know you guys want to talk to me. Okay. Let's take another caller. Let's see what's going
nine,
on out there.
Nine, 909-449.
Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's up in the Bay, man? It's Maine. I'm out here in Highland, California.
Hi. How is it in Highland, California?
It's hot today.
It's
over 100.
It's very
again.
Hot.
Yes.
I think it's going to stay this way. I'm in the triple digits.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Man, we in the triple digits.
So,
it's not. I walk to the store. It's not cool.
Yes. Yeah. Very hot. And make sure you got your mask and some ice and some water. Stay hydrated while you walk into the store. So
I gotta stay in the house under the AC. I usually come on and I promote some of the songs I'm working on. Came on to talk about something I worked on yesterday. I was supposed to send a few tracks to the Gmail, but I actually,
mm-hmm.
I remember telling a dude that I have a squad. It's not just me. And we finally linked up.
Okay.
We had a little meeting session yesterday. We got a little, mm-hmm. got a couple beers. We had some fun. We ended up mixing down a couple of tracks. And then
mm-hmm.
we actually made a song at like 1 in the morning. And after I mix it down today, that'll be the one I'm sending out. I'm not sure what the name of it is yet. I got to talk to the guys in the squad. But it's actually a pretty chill song. I haven't made music in a couple of weeks, so
wow.
It's nice to pick it back up.
Okay, so are you trying to send it so we can play it?
Yeah, I got
to
mix it down later today.
Okay.
I already got his Gmail, so as soon as I'm done mixing it down, y'all will have it. It's like me and two of the homies I rap with, they on the track. It's more of a, I couldn't even tell you the style of the track. Like, we just went in there, I got two guys to make beats, he made the beat on the spot. We just all started rapping how we feel, and we're a crazy
mm-hmm.
kind of collective group. We never really, well, it's not that we don't discuss topics, it's whatever we feel at the moment.
That
we're
going to
go with.
About.
That's what it is. And and sometimes we're not even in the same room.
In order to get to understand, basically.
Yeah, basically. Because sometimes we'll write music and we're not even in the same room. We'll just end up colliding and it'll all mesh for no reason. It's just that's how I know I got a good team.
Cool. I'm happy you got that kind of team and no one's getting into it and you guys know how to make music. That sounds good. Do you know who to send the songs to?
Yeah, I actually have his Gmail, and I actually have him on a couple social sites. I've been working, so I ain't really been doing a lot of music because my schedule's third shift, so I work like 11 to 7:30,
right.
So when I come home, I'm asleep.
Right.
Yeah, but I will
so
definitely have
time
something
time
on the station
on
today.
That's good. And if anyone in the team, including you, anyone in the team, but they have to represent one city, it cannot be in the same. It can't be the same state. So if everyone's from the same, pick somebody who's going to represent. I have a Cypher Sunday showcase going on, and there's cool prizes aligned on this. If you want to be a part of that, we can discuss that later on. I will be sending out flyers this week so everyone can get a chance to I'm sorry, I'm all over the place in this heat. So everybody can get a chance to sign up. I'm only looking for 10.
Oh, that's actually pretty dope.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to do that. I can do that. Yeah, we all in the same state, so.
Okay, right. So talk about it amongst you guys, since you did say you were a squad. And for other callers, too, if you guys are listening, please listen. Thank you guys for tuning in on Blackout Radio, Princess of Nuna. This is Cypher Sunday. I will try to get to everybody today. If not, please call me back Friday, and you'll be on Fly Friday show if I didn't get to you today. But stay on the line. We got to two. Okay, so since you did say you're a squad, just make sure you guys are serious about who's going to represent you guys. If you guys are not from same city and state, okay?
Yeah, well, we're from the same state. We just all live in different cities. Like, I'm Highland, they Rialto. I got a friend, like, literally around the corner, like Fontana, but we meet up every now and then.
It's going to be that one. So we'll need to narrow down to one of you guys. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. What is your name?
Maine? Like the state. Like
Maine?
Like Maine. Like
Maine.
The state. Yes.
Okay. That's your artist name, too? Maine?
Yeah, I got it because, I'm Jermaine. It's my actual name. My father's name is Jermaine.
Oh,
he's a junior.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a junior. He actually had another baby, made him the junior, gave him the same name. So I dropped the junior, and I'm M-A, two capital I's, and E. The two capital I's are the Roman numeral, too, because I'm the second.
Oh, that's what's up. That's going to be awesome. I'm going to make sure I listen to that album and get you on Friday, okay? Make sure you call back Friday.
No problem. I'll definitely send it in today.
All righty. Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the time.
All right. Callers, I know you guys are on the line. Don't hang up. We have a couple more minutes. Let's get to another caller.
315-708.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good.
This is Angela Gates. Oh, that's wonderful. This is Angela Gates.
Hi.
I'm just calling. I know it's a Sunday. I just want to say thank you for letting me call in. Calling because you know, I want to thank all the listeners for, you know, listening to Positive K single,
yes.
Let's Start Living. The song is doing phenomenal, and I want to thank you guys for, you know, having them come on. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for the time, you know, and, you know, you see, it ain't stopping, you know, because I'm watching, and that's crazy how it's just starting from one place, and it's just going boom, 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 with just that song, and he wasn't even expecting it to be out.
To be what it is.
Yes,
it was a blessing.
And it's encouraging a lot of other artists to come out with this type of music, and that's what we need, you know?
Yes, we need more conscious music out.
Huh?
Yeah, I said, yes, we need more conscious music back out,
you know, to give people
the encouragement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Things might be hard now, but it definitely get easier down the road.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the time. And I'm happy to be living and watching. That's all I can say.
Like I said, we definitely appreciate you guys.
All the time.
Truly. Yeah.
You guys are more than welcome. You know, let's do a legendary Blackout Radio party and have all the legendaries on the Blackout Radio. Let's set that up.
Because
I know you got him working with a lot of other people, and that would be good to get him back connected, you know, and let's just get them all on Blackout Radio and go from there, because they gonna listen, you know. They gonna listen, and if they listen to the legendary speak to them, then they'll understand that it's really real out here, and that this hip hop life is not nothing to be playing with, and you can't just go out there making music that's gonna influence people to do certain things. So it would be nice to have the Legendaries come back and do a Black Eye Radio party on Black Eye Radio. That would be nice. I think that would be nice.
Yeah.
So let's
it
talk
definitely
more about
will
that.
Be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have my number, so you give me a call and we can try to set that up.
Right, I definitely will. And tell him happy belated birthday and also your daughter, because I see they have birthdays, okay?
Yes,
I can't
2 days
wait.
Apart from each other.
I see
yes,
that, girl. I was like, oh, yeah, I know she was busy.
Yes, they've partied up, so I know...
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to keep stay on for long because I know you have other callers. But
yes,
like I
callers,
said, afterwards,
we'll
you know, after everything settles down, give me a call. We can work it out.
Okay. I really appreciate
all right. Nice
it.
Talking
I
to you.
It. You're welcome.
Yep. All right.
You too. Let's get to the next caller. Then we're going to go to a phone.
954-200.
Quiet.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Angel.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
Hello.
What are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from Tampa, and I live in Tampa.
Florida.
I'm from Miami, but Florida.
Okay.
And I'm promoting just my mugs that I do. They are customized.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are Afrocentric. The ladies love them at my job. They can have your face on it and then decorated with rhinestones and pearls. And if anybody wants to check them out, I sell out like constantly.
Cute.
Yeah, they are very
okay.
cute.
Okay, I'll definitely
very
check
original.
Them out since you said that. Okay. She's like, I'm gonna
yeah,
tell
it's,
you might
it's Tampa Diva Treat. Yeah,
okay,
a lot of people use them as gifts and stuff.
Right, and that is cute. My birthday is September 11th, Black Eye Radio, so, you know, I will
uh-oh.
Be looking for something
else. I'm going to have to get your information and gift you one, maybe, so that you can show it off.
Right, because, girl, it's going to be very nice. And I'm having photo shoots at my birthday party, so please come dress to impress.
Yeah, I definitely need to get your information then. Definitely, definitely.
Oh, yes,
it takes about 2 weeks
yes.
for me to make one, though.
Oh, let's do it now then, girl. Yes, yes, because I'm going to need
yes,
my shirt
definitely.
Before the 11th, girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right around the corner, definitely.
Right. And I will be live for a minute. I ain't going to
okay.
do the whole show,
cool.
but I will be live, yes. Yes, it's
okay.
going to be very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I definitely need to get your information then.
mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So tell the callers how to get in contact with you, so just in case they want one.
They can either message me at Tampa Diva Treats, which is on Facebook right now. I'm still working on my Instagram because I had an admin and I had to let him go and for my website and my Instagram, so I'm not running that right now because I work full-time. And I'm a single mother, so right now I'm only dealing with that because I'm also starting to do the rolling tray sets for, vanity sets, medical marijuana sets that comes with the ashtray, the lighter, and the tray itself, which is also customized. So, yeah, you
and
can get a whole set.
And a lot of smokers don't have ashtrays. I'm sorry, but y'all don't be having ashtrays.
I don't smoke. The funny thing is I don't smoke. I wish I could smoke, but I can't because every time I smoke, it doesn't agree with me. But, all my friends, they lose their lighters all the time.
See, either you don't have an ashtray or you don't have a lighter. So make sure you guys
get
the rest
they use a cup.
You have to get both.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the sets, they're really popular right now, and I'm just like, I'm self-taught. So I'm just learning how to do them, and I just kind of got it under, pretty much down.
That's
so because it's a long
That's
process
good.
To make them. But, yes, those are going to be available. So, yeah, they can go look on my page and message me. I'm always available. I answer pretty fast because I'm working from home.
Amen.
And then I also have, I also have face masks available in bulk, plain white face masks. So if anybody is a crafter or wants to resell, they can buy them from me in bulk, $2 each, and plus shipping. So I've shipped to a lot of ladies in groups that I'm in, who decorate them, and they resell them at a cost like $20 each, $25 each. Yeah.
Y'all hear that,
so it's pretty good.
She has it all. She's a plug.
Andy, yes, definitely. Tampa Diva Treats on Facebook.
Tampa Diva's Treats. You said Tampa Diva's Treats?
Tampa, the word Tampa, then Diva Treats all together on Facebook.
Amen. Okay, you guys. And y'all make sure y'all hit my girl up. I will be showing off her cute little shirts. And she's like, okay, I'm already excited.
Yes, the mug,
okay.
mug. The mug, yeah, and
so
I'm going to probably get you a tray also.
Oh, y'all hear that? Okay. All right, callers, stay on the line because I got some cool people calling in. Do not hang up. We got time. Okay, well, my Gmail is princessofnewhood, and that's one word, princessofnewhood@gmail.com.
Hold on. Princess
of Newhood.
And then what was the next word?
Of
new. Hood.
Hood.
Okay.
Yep. At gmail.com.
At Gmail.
And you
can
email me because I'll still be on the line. So email me, and then once I get done, I'll go into my emails, and we can go from there, okay?
Okay, perfect. And then I'll ship it out to you and everything
good.
Like that. All right.
Sounds
thank you. I'm going to email you now.
All right.
I'll put my name in the subject.
Sounds
all
good.
Right. Thank you.
All righty. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, wow, we had some nice callers this Sunday, you guys. Thank you guys for calling in, being patient, staying on the line to get your turn to talk to me. I know I'm on the phone for an hour, you know, but today is Sunday, laid-back day, and we're just going to hear some good news from everywhere, all over the world. I had a lot of people calling in. Thank you guys so much for always supporting me on my show, me and Bunchy, our Fly Friday shows. On Friday, same time, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. I mean, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Look, and make sure you guys call in on Sunday, same time, for Cypher Sunday. Make sure you guys sign up for Cypher Sunday, too, as well. Let's get the next caller because you guys have been waiting. Those that are waiting, please do not hang up. Stay on the line.
119-901.
Yeah, what's happening?
Hello, how are you?
I'm awesome, thank you for asking. It's Tony Storm, man, calling from the south side of Toledo. What's going on?
Nothing, trying to stay cool. What's new with you? You got anything new?
Yeah, I always got some new stuff. I'm always working. It's just, I'm having some issues opening my stuff right now, but yeah, it's always going to be Tony Storm, everything, man, everywhere. It's just been like the more that it's always some shit going on. It's like the more I wake up, the more that I become positive, the further I get away from the riffraff and the regular people, the more people is falling out of my life. You know what I'm saying? Like I lose a new friend like every other day. Whether I done lost five girls in the last week, you know what I'm saying? And one of them was my child's mother. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but the thing is, I'm becoming more enlightened. I'm becoming more into my own space, you know what I'm saying? And I'm doing all the right things. But it's like the more stronger I get in my spirit, it's like the weaker my team gets. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really going through some real shit. Like, I can't even go buy something from the store without the bride behind the counter getting on some weird shit. So, really, I've just been, like, really, like, just trying to stay away from folks and shit, man. Like, she's just been really weird for me, man. I've been working on a lot of music. I've been real busy.
Okay.
And it's just becoming strange. It's just really strange out here right now. We're coming into a space right now where I don't think we're going to be able to come back from until we go to sleep all the way. Like, that's what's happening. Like, everywhere I go, I'm noticing, like, everybody is, like, unconscious. And I don't mean, like, unconscious in the terms, like, everybody say, oh, I'm woke, I'm conscious. No, not like that. I mean, motherfuckers is literally sleepwalking. It's like motherfuckers that's not black, they hate that Black Lives Matter. Now, they don't necessarily have to be racist that hate that we matter. It's like motherfuckers, we've been down so long that people are starting to hate us for getting a little bit of light shining on our situation. Niggas start getting a little bit of progress, making a little progress, getting a little money, taking care of business. And it's like, motherfucker, that's not even supposed to have been against us. It's starting to hate us more. It's like everywhere I go, I'm seeing this, and it's really sad. I'm talking about even our own kind. Like, I got into it. I had a little verbal altercation about, like, I'm in the store. I spent my money on some stuff, and they tried my car for the stuff I bought, but they didn't give me my stuff. So when I'm telling my lady about the situation, Yeah, I'm telling lady about the situation. Guess who stands up in the lady's defense when she got my car fucked up? It's a nigga, a black nigga standing up for this white woman. And I'm not gonna say he shouldn't have done it if she was right. But this bitch wrong, Jack.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You working me just like you kissing this bitch ass. So I turned up on the motherfucker. They banned me from the stuff. But long story short, what I'm trying to say is we got to wake the fuck up. And the saddest part about this is we can say it. We can say Black Lives Matter all they want, but they're not going to matter to nobody until they matter to us.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, they can run around and wave the flags all they want, but nigga, if you ain't know your brother, then how they matter?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But you know.
I'm listening to different space.
Yeah. And that's probably why you feel like everything is crashing when you're taking those steps. We're going to go through that. But the only thing that makes it beautiful is if it doesn't break you. You feel me? Don't let it break you. We're going to go through. Don't let it break you. Let it keep you alive.
Hell no.
Let it keep you. Oh, of course. So keep that ambition in you all the time. We're going to go through death. We're going to go through loved ones. We're losing loved one lives. We're going to go through all kind of trials and tribulations. But if we keep the good faith in us and we stay prayed up, we don't need them to shout out Black Lives Matter. You already said the answer.
Right.
If it matters to us, Black Lives Matter already.
Right.
So we don't need national television to tell us that it matters. You just matter in your own perspective. You don't need
I feel you. I don't want to really get too much into that, but that's just really what's going on in my personal life, man. But truthfully, like, it's all right, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's getting better day by day and stuff. And, like, I don't know. I really can't really trip about the negative stuff because I realize that I've never lost something that I never replaced with something better. You know what I mean? So, the motherfuckers can keep on
making
leaving.
Your music.
Yeah,
and that's all you can do right now, okay, brother? And I appreciate
you. Yes, man. Hey, can I play a couple bars of the song before I go?
Go ahead.
It's called Represent, man. Tony Storm Represent. It's not out yet, but check it out.
All right, callers, hold on. I'm about to spit for him.
I got you on the conference call also with my wife, my first lady. You know what I'm saying? This is Tommy Ray, the theater artist from Omaha, Nebraska.
You
also
said this
known as the young teacher. Yes. I have you on the conference call also. So.
Oh, okay.
You're my first lady.
Uh-huh.
My woman's teacher. You know what I'm saying? So,
hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
You are the flower company.
That's good.
You are the young. You are the young flower company that are to motivate to help other the younger generation with best friend relations and put God first.
Amen. We need that.
I was listening to the other interviews. You know, I agree with them. I agree with them. I can't say I disagree, because if I disagree, it's going to end up being an agreement. So I agree with them. But means to continue on the conversation. I'm sorry, you guys. This is what we do. We promote on how conversations can start. Conversations can move closer.
Okay.
So
do you guys have social media where people could come reach out to you guys for help or anything? Or do you guys just more?
We didn't even start that yet, because we were we're not dependent on social media to get our point across. So what we do is we person to place.
So you guys are just more local with it.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. What topics do you guys touch bases on?
Life itself. We all speak biblical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk deep on how the spirit works, how the gift of God works. What was the purpose what's the purpose of your gift? Why did he give you? Why were you chosen or to get picked to have this gift? And what does life mean to you? That's
all right.
The reason why you
get
the gift that you
have. We're going to have to get y'all on the interview. We're going to have to set an interview up, so try to reach out to me or Tier. Get your guys' information so I can set an interview up with you guys, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you guys for calling in on the show. I really appreciate it.
But we love the show.
All righty. Yeah, let's definitely get them on. You too. Yeah, let's definitely get them on Blackout Radio, because that's definitely going to be very beneficial, especially for our youngsters out there. All right. Thank you guys for calling in on Cypher Sunday. I will be having the flyers out to join Cypher Sunday, you guys. And you guys make sure you guys stay tuned. Also, don't forget to call in on my Fly Friday show. That show is every Friday. And then we got a couple more minutes. Got a couple more minutes to go, you guys, and I just hope everyone's having a blessed Sunday. They're staying cool and keeping hydrated. If you are going out, make sure you wear your mask. Make sure you got your hand sanitizer. You wash your hands, because Blackout Radio, we do care, and we are a family. And you know what it is. It's gang, 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 gang all the way out here. Las Vegas, Cali, Detroit, man, we all over the place right now. New York, Brooklyn, my boys out there, all my wolves. So shout out to everybody. My co-host Bunchy couldn't be here, but he will be here next week, you guys. I really appreciate everything. I'll try to squeeze in one more caller, so let's see. Thank you guys for calling in.
All right, we got 318-614.
Hello.
318-614, you live. All right, let's try another one. We got 423-680.
Hello.
423-680. All right, let's try another one. We got 816-529, you're live.
Hello.
Okay, nope. Let's try one more.
You want to play the song?
You want to try one more?
Yeah.
302-628.
Hello?
302-628, you're live.
Hello?
Okay, well, I guess let's go to the song then.
Okay. And then we can end the show with Cree. So this is Cree. She will be on Black Eye Radio. I believe it's this Friday. I want to make sure this Friday. She will continue the interview live with me on Facebook. And this is Breathe by Cree.
Trapped in a window and you can see out, but you can not breathe in, though you know what's outside, but you can't seem to grab it, and it feels so close, and you know you can have. Catch your breath, and you're wishing, wishing, wishing you just had some help. But you're hoping, hoping, hoping you can push yourself. But if you can just breathe, take a moment and breathe. But if you can just breathe, but if you can just breathe, take a moment and breathe. But if you can just breathe, let go.
Show out.